Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for another opportunity to gather around your word. We thank you in Jesus' name because your word is powerful and able to change our lives. We receive with meekness the engrafted word of God that is able to save our souls, and we declare that the next few moments are for life, for light, and for lift. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Every time and every contact with God's word is a time for transformation. I believe very strongly that if you give the word of God the same attention that you give the news, the word of God will put you in the news. If you give the same attention that you give to CNN, to Al Jazeera, to BBC, to the dailies, to the newspapers, if you will give the same faith, attention, value that you give to economic indices, if you will give that same attention to the word of God will make you an index to be reckoned with. Those who factor in the word of God into their daily living become a factor to be reckoned with in life. I do not know anything a man can become if he is not made by the word of God. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light, the development of men. A man does not become brighter than the light of God's word that shines in his heart. If you ask me something that works in life, what have you observed in 38 years of living? What have you observed in 30 years of being saved? I will tell you, the word of God works if you walk it. If you will find the word of God and you put the word of God in your heart, the word of God will make you exactly what it talks about. Many times is that you think the process is slow, but the process is permanent. Any transformation that comes by the word of God is irreversible, because the word of God is eternal, because the word of God is God, and everything God does is forever. Nothing can be taken from it, neither can anything be added from it. If a man allows himself to go through the factory of God's word, he will become a product that the earth cannot reject. Somebody knows that he needs to become valuable, but he doesn't know how to get value into him. Listen to me, you will get value the same way that the men of old have gotten value. You will find the word of God and you will put it in your heart. The value of a man's life is actually dependent and determined by the word of God that resides in his heart. Because life is internally generated. Life is internally generated. So your quality inside is actually your real quality. What works is the word of God. Yesterday we saw from scripture in Thessalonians that the word of God works. You know, it says the word of God works effectively. The word of God works effectively. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20. You know, I'm just sharing with us things that work. What are the things that work? The word of God will make an addict. It will make a drunkard. It will make him sober. The word of God will make you what to talk about. Isaiah 55. The Bible says, "So shall my word be that comes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish the thing that I sent it to do." My God in heaven, it will not return to God void. Every time the word of God goes back to God, it goes back with a testimony. I have done what you said to do. And there is a mandate upon that scripture not to return without doing it. Acts 20 and verse 32, the Bible says, "I commend you now to God and the word of his grace that is able to build you and give you an inheritance." That means if there is anything to do with your life, give your life over to the word of God. That's one decision you will never, ever regret. You will never, ever regret letting the word of God dominate your life. If there is one thing that works, the word works. And a life dominated by the word of God is a life that works. I trust that blessed you. All right? I'm Shagun Alamide, and I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.